the LAX shooter acted alone. Not everyone likes the new policy on PEDs and Boeing to increase 737 production. This is Aero News from Monday, November the 4th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a report by the Associated Press and relayed by CBS News, a law enforcement official briefed on the investigation into Friday's LAX shooting says the gunman told police moments before being transported to the hospital that he acted alone. The shooter, 23-year-old Paul Ciancia, has been under 24-hour guard while being treated for 4 gunshot wounds. Ciancia is facing charges of murder of a federal officer and committing violence at an international airport. The charges could qualify him for the death penalty. The unnamed official says Ciancia was dropped at the airport by a friend, but it is not believed that the friend was aware of his intentions. Ciancia used a .223 caliber rifle to shoot and kill 39-year-old TSA officer Gerardo Hernandez. 2 other officers and an airline passenger were wounded in the shooting. It's still not clear what prompted the shooting, but the shooter's duffel bag contained a handwritten letter signed by Ciancia stating he'd, quote, made the conscious decision to try to kill, end quote, multiple TSA employees, and that he wanted to, again quoting, instill fear in their traitorous minds, end quote, according to FBI agent in charge David Bowditch. Senate Commerce Committee Chairman John D. J. Rockefeller IV, Democrat of West Virginia, said in a statement following the FAA's decision to expand the allowed use of personal electronic devices on board airlines that such use, quote, must not compromise safety, end quote. Rockefeller said that individual airlines will have to prove to the FAA that each type of aircraft can function safely while passengers use their devices, adding, quote, having access to email or a movie is not worth compromising the safety of any flight. While this ruling is an added convenience for consumers, we must keep in mind that safety is always our foremost concern when making improvements to the passenger experience on flights. End quote. John Thune, Republican of South Dakota, the ranking minority member on the committee, said the move was a step in the right direction for the FAA. He has long been an opponent of the policy requiring passengers to turn off their electronic devices during certain portions of a flight. Thune said, quote, I look forward to working with the airlines and the FAA to see that the current restrictions are lifted and that passengers can finally use e-books and other handheld devices before and after takeoff, end quote. Meanwhile, the Flight Attendants Union, the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, also chimed in, issuing a statement saying in part, quote, flight attendants are the professionals responsible for responding to any emergency in the cabin. As the use of PEDs on aircraft expands in the future, AFA will work diligently alongside the FAA and industry to find creative, science-based approaches to ensure that passengers comply with the new operator policies and that their attention is not diverted from the important safety information provided by cabin crew during routine pre-flight briefings and unexpected emergencies, and that risks posed by loose items in the cabin are safely managed during most critical portions of the flight. End quote. Production of 737 airplanes will increase to 47 planes per month in 2017, the highest rate ever for Boeing's single-aisle workhorse. Once implemented, the 737 program will build more than 560 airplanes per year and will have increased output by nearly 50% since 2010, and none too soon. To date, 266 customers worldwide have placed more than 11,200 orders for the single-aisle airplane, including more than 6,500 orders for the next-generation 737 and more than 1,600 orders for the 737 MAX. Boeing currently has more than 3,400 unfilled orders across the 737 family. There's good news for those who fly Rotax engines. To mark the 25th anniversary of the Rotax 912 engine family, the engine that changed light aviation, BRP is organizing the second Rotax fly-in. First organized in 2008, the 2014 Rotax fly-in will take place from June 5th to 7th, 2014, at the airport in Wels, Upper Austria. More than 135 pilots from 15 countries participated in that first event in 2008. One of the highlights will be a visit to the BRP facility in Gunskirchen, where Rotax engines are developed and manufactured. If you're looking for a flight school near you, BRP has introduced a brand new Rotax Flight School Locator. The simple online service allows customers to find the nearest flight school to their hometown. In order to find a flight school close to you, the user simply enters his or her country and/or postal code and city into the flight school locator. And finally, two new warranty extension programs have been introduced by BRP for its four-stroke engines. The REST program is effective as of November 1st. The Plus 1 Year or 200 Hours program that includes a one-year warranty extension or 200 additional flight hours, whichever occurs first, and the Plus 3 Years or Up to TBO program that provides 3 years additional warranty or up to a TBO, that's time before overhaul, of 2,000 flight hours, whichever occurs first. These extended warranty programs are purchased at the distributor where the Rotax engine is used. When Aero News continues, could this be the new Earth? Manchester, UK to host the inaugural Aerotropolis EMEA, and a new record for human-powered flight.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics is now the exclusive U.S. service center for Trig Avionics. Dealer-only repair services include Mode-S transponders and VHF comm radios. Count on the experts at Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, November the 4th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Astronomers have discovered the first Earth-sized planet outside the solar system that has a rocky composition like that of Earth. Kepler 78b whizzes around its host star every 8.5 hours, making it a blazing inferno and not suitable for life as we know it. The results are published in two papers in the journal Nature. Kepler 78b was discovered using data from NASA's Kepler Space Telescope, which for 4 years simultaneously and continuously monitored more than 150,000 stars, looking for telltale dips in their brightness caused by crossing or transiting planets. Two independent research teams then used ground-based telescopes to confirm and characterize Kepler 78b. Kepler 78b is 1.2 times the size of Earth and 1.7 times more massive, resulting in a density that is the same as Earth's. This suggests that Kepler 78b is also made primarily of rock and iron. Its star is a slightly smaller one and less massive than the Sun, and is located about 400 light-years from Earth in the constellation Cygnus. The inaugural Aerotropolis Europe, Middle East, and Africa Conference and Exhibition, or AEMEA, will take place in Manchester, UK, July 8th through the 10th, 2014. Manchester will be hosting Aerotropolis EMEA 2014 in partnership with Airport City Manchester as part of the International Festival for Business 2014. AEMEA is the annual regional event which provides a learning platform for real estate developers and professionals, planners, and others who are active in airport development, economic development agencies, suppliers and solution providers, cargo and logistics operators and freight forwarders, airport executives and managers, and still others interested in development in and around airports. The Aerotropolis events are born out of the well-regarded Airport Cities Conference and Exhibition, which was established over 14 years ago and has been the world leader in driving the airport city concept of airports. Event organizers say it is fitting that Manchester should host the first ever AEMEA, as the UK's first airport city will be located at Manchester Airport, which is the UK's third busiest airport. Well, they may not have won the Sikorsky Prize, but University of Maryland students from Team Gamera have unofficially set a world record of 97 seconds for the duration of a human-powered helicopter flight. Team Gamera's groundbreaking flight surpasses the previously submitted duration flight record of 86 seconds by the Canadian AeroVelo team, which took place just 2 days before the Team Gamera flight. Team Gamera's 97-second flight time has been submitted to both the National Aeronautic Association and the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale for certification as a U.S. and world record. Since August of 2008, the Gamera team has been engaged in an ongoing effort to advance innovation in human-powered helicopter flight. The team has included more than 100 undergraduate and graduate students from the University of Maryland's A. James Clark School of Engineering. And with that, it's time for me to pedal off. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.